President Mahama will tomorrow cut the sword for expansion works on the Takoradi Harbour. The €181 million expansion project will help equip the port with facilities to enable it to accommodate bigger vessels and a quick turnaround times for ship. The Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Felix Kwasi Ofosu, gave more details at today's daily media briefing at Flagstaff House in Accra.
It is €197 million project, which is aimed at ensuring that the port is expanded and equipped to safely take in modern, bigger and deep drafted vessels. It's also aimed at ensuring a quick turnaround time for ships in order to cut down on the amount of time that is spent working on one ship that brings in any kind of goods. It's also aimed at affording a base for logistic support for vessels within the oil and gas industry, and the Western region has become a hub for activity in the oil and gas industry. It must be noted that this port expansion project is not the only project that government is undertaking within the transport sector. Indeed, a couple of weeks ago, Parliament approved of a loan agreement between the government of Ghana and Constructora Vitos Gavao S.A. of Brazil to the tune of $100 million for the design and construction of the Tamale International Airport airfield and pavement. This will transform the Tamale Airport into an international airport to complement what happens at the Bukka International Airport. It will also afford people within the northern sector of the country a means to travel outside this country in a more convenient and expeditious fashion. Currently, there is ongoing at the Kutuka International Airport a major rehabilitation project termed the Kutuka International Airport Phase 3 Rehabilitation Project, which involves the construction of aprons for wide-bodied aircraft, the construction of additional storage tanks, the reconstruction of taxiways, provision of aeronautical ground lighting, installation of instrument landing systems, and what have you. All these are aimed at ensuring that we have a robust transport sector that is able to provide us with the necessary support for rapid socio-economic development.
Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Felix Kwasi Ofosu, at today's daily media briefing at Flagstaff House.